Hey, Brandy, this is Dan again with Local Flash, Google Guarantee Department.
How are you?
Another day in paradise, you know? Countdown to Friday's on, though.
Yep.
I was wrong. She did have you scheduled for 2. I had one of my other clients pulled up from Texas, so I got the times mixed up, you know? She was just 15 minutes off, you know? Okay, so this is for 2 companies, right? The TNA Roofing and for KCM Construction. Is that right?
Yep.
Okay. So Google Guarantee, have you heard of it before, Brandy? Do you already know how it works?
Honestly, no. This is like the first I'm hearing of it. I was just notified by a bunch of my clients, and actually one of them was like a web designer, and he's like, you're not popping up at all. And then I go on there, and I look, and there's like a bunch of other businesses listed first that are Google guaranteed, and you gotta like scroll halfway through the page to find ours. So it just doesn't make it look that great.
Yeah, so Google Guarantee is a newer platform, right? It's been around about like 3 years in total, but it really kind of took off like 2 years ago. And what it is, so you've seen it, it shows up at the very top, and it's a pay per lead program directly through Google. It's the best lead program on the market currently. Okay, and here's why. These leads from Google Guaranteed, they're only sent to you. So you don't share the lead with other companies. And it comes through via phone call. Now, the kicker on it, and this is really why it's getting so popular, you only pay for qualified leads. Meaning when that lead calls you, if you schedule an estimate with the lead, like if you schedule an appointment, or if you quote them over the phone, which I know you don't typically do in your industry, but if you were to schedule an appointment or quote them, those are the only 2 things considered a qualified lead that you would be charged for. Okay?
Yeah.
If it's anything other than that, like out of your radius, a service you don't provide, a solicitation call, etc., like anything other than a scheduled appointment or a quote over the phone, you're automatically not charged for those leads. So it's nothing you have to do on your end. Does that make sense?
Okay. Yep.
Okay. Now, I noticed you're 2 different verticals. So you guys have the roofing company. I recommend for that one the roofing vertical, which vertical just means category. And then the KCM construction, it's more like general contractor, right? Like you're doing like remodels, room additions, et cetera.
Correct.
Okay. Okay. So you're going to have 2 different lead fee rates, okay? So for the roofing vertical, which will have a list of subcategories, you know, roof inspection, roof installation, roof repair, et cetera. You don't have to turn them all on. You're just going to want to turn the type of leads you want. But that one is at $32 per qualified lead, okay?
Okay.
Now, for the general contractor vertical, that's going to have different subcategories, including like kitchen remodeling, bathroom remodeling, room addition. I mean, there's like 20 subcategories total. That one is only a $4 difference. So that's at $36 per qualified lead.
Okay.
Okay. Now, Google does require a minimum budget. This is to guarantee you up to 13 leads. You can always set a higher budget if you'd like. Okay, I got a client in New York that has 100 lead budget a month, you know? So you could set it higher, but the minimum I'm required to tell you about for the roofing vertical, that's at $418. For the general contractor vertical, that one is at $470.
Okay.
Now, the way your lead budgets like work, first off, if you do it under both companies, you have 2 different, like 2 different minimum budgets. If you do it under one
what
company,
was,
go ahead.
Because I am writing all this down. How much do you say it was for the GC?
For the GC vertical, it's 470 is the minimum budget required.
Okay.
That's for 13 leads.
Okay.
Okay. And then the roofing one, did you get that one? That's at 418.
Yeah.
Okay, perfect. So what I was going to explain to you too, if you do it under both companies, which I'd recommend because it just, you know, gets you more traffic, you'll have 2 separate minimum budget requirements. But if you put it all under one company, like let's say it's under KCM, you don't add the minimum budgets together. You would just have to go off the higher minimum budget requirement. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Okay. Now,
I think so. So if you do it, but you'd still only be doing it under one company, right?
Yeah. So if you did it like KCM Construction, you guys have 34 reviews already, and those reviews will transfer to Google Guaranteed too. So if you were going to do it under one, you'd probably want to do it under that one, and then you can do the roofing vertical and the general contractor vertical together, and you only have one minimum budget requirement.
Okay.
Okay. All right. And then if you do both, you have, you know, both minimum budget requirements. Now, the way those requirement or those budgets work is they do roll over. So let's talk about the general contractor vertical first. Let's say you guys do the minimum budget requirement at 470 for 13 leads, and you take on 13 qualified leads, right? You schedule an appointment with each lead that comes through. The next month, you'll be charged $470 to replenish your lead budget. Now,
okay.
I'm going to use one lead as an example just to make the math easier on myself. but yes. let's say you take on one qualified lead and you decide to pause your leads for whatever reason, or let's say you only got one qualified lead that month. The following month, you're not charged $470. You're only charged for that one lead you took on, the $36.
Okay.
Okay. Now, we do not charge whatever lead budget you set until we have finished the Google Guaranteed application process. Okay? What that consists of, there's no license requirement for your area for either category, but they do require insurance. So is the company currently insured? Both companies?
Yes. Both of them separately.
Awesome. Perfect. Okay. The other requirement, you already meet the minimum review requirement. That's 5 reviews. You have 8 on one company and 34 on the other. So you're good there. So the only other requirement is going to be a background check. Okay. Now, technically it's on any face-to-face employees, but if you or, you know, Gage or the main people like talking to the clients, we can just run the background check on you guys. Would a background check be fine, though?
And that's where it's going to be a problem.
Okay, let's hear it. Talk to me.
So, Gage actually has a felony from 13 years ago, okay. I believe.
Okay.
So, it's not, you know, it's actually a drug felony. So, it wasn't... Okay. violence or stealing or anything like that. It just was caught with drugs.
Okay. So they do go off the past 7 years. So he would be good, but I have another client just to be safe. How's your background?
Mine's clear.
Yours clear. Okay. So what we can do, okay, is we could put you as the owner, right? And even if his name is on all the paperwork, we just put him as like a silent partner. So we put your name on the application, and then we just run your background. I have another client that we did that on, and it passed flying colors. But technically, Gage could run his background because it's passed 7 years ago, you know?
Okay.
So we'll make it work for you. Either way, we run it on Gage, or if you better safe than sorry, right?
Well, because I get concerned,
you know.
Well, because if you look at, if you look at the reviews, a lot of them say, Gage this, Gage that, Gage this, Gage that. So
right.
It never talks about me. I do the other end of it. I don't do the estimates or anything like that.
Right.
So I just do the business side of it.
Right.
So it's I wouldn't want them to think that we're trying to pull a fast one either.
I agree. You know, Google wouldn't look at the reviews and, like, compare it. Like, they just run the background. I'm the main person that sets these accounts up. But really, you guys would be good either way because they go off the past 7 years, and it's 13 years old, you know. So as long as he doesn't have any more recent ones within the past 7 years, he can get approved, or we could run your name, like, either way, you know.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, see, like, the way, that's why I was trying to figure out exactly how this all worked, because it's not that we really need the leads, because we really don't. We just kind of want to get, like, the Google guaranteed, I guess, because it almost makes people look better. Like, but now finding out these people are just paying for the leads, like, we don't run a problem. Like, we've already gotten, like, 6 or 7 calls just this morning.
Right, right, so, what you're already doing.
And sold, and sold already 3 or 4 of them. So,
good.
We don't have a problem in that department. It's, I get concerned on, is this just making other companies look better, I guess.
Yeah, you know, the main reason they call it Google Guaranteed isn't because it's guaranteeing you leads. It's actually called that because it's guaranteeing the potential client of your work. So if a client, like, booked your services or anybody that's Google Guaranteed Verified, Google offers up to $2,000 of insurance. They put, like, a green check mark next to their name and say that they're vetted. So it definitely does make you look good, but I want to be completely transparent. In order for you to show, like, it, at the top of the page, right, your leads have to be on in order for you to show, you know, which means that you may, you know, when leads come through, if it's a qualified lead, you're going to end up paying for that lead, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Which we could be doing where we're pretty much having the leads for free now.
Right.
That's what it is.
Right, right.
We just might not be getting as many as, say, the top person that's, like, guaranteed or whatever.
Yeah, you know, so, one of the other major benefits with Google Guaranteed is it's not based off of your local area. It's based off of where your license isn't required for these verticals, but usually licensed and insured. So you guys can target as far as you want, wherever you want to see more work from, for the specific, like, subcategories that you want. So let's say you want more roof installations or more roof repairs or, like, room additions, et cetera. You just turn those subcategories on in the areas you want it, and you show up at the top of the page in that Google Guaranteed section. So it is a benefit, but there is going to be a cost per qualified lead to it, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, I definitely need to talk to him about this.
Yeah.
Is there a number I can reach you back at?
Yeah, so I'm going to send you my direct line and extension. That way you could just get straight over to me. Give me one quick second. I'm going to shoot you an email, too, with everything we went over, so you have it.
Okay, great. Oh, and she said something about there's, like, a one-time fee as well. What is the price for that?
That's the application/management fee. That's the next thing I was going to get into. That's a one-time fee of $250 per profile. So if you do it on both profiles, it'd be $500 essentially. Or if you do it under one profile, it's $250.
Okay.
Yeah. And I'll outline that in the email, too, so you guys can see it, you know.
Okay.
Do you want, because I know you guys have two different, do you want it to the TNA Builders LLC at gmail.com, or where do you want me to send it to?
I would send it to the KCM Construction 207 at Gmail.
Got it.
The other one goes to his, and I deal with all the marketing aspect, so I just have to, we always go over everything before we decide anyway.
Got it. So KCM Construction 207 at Gmail. Okay. Perfect. And if you guys decide to go, and obviously you guys will talk it over, but if you guys decide to go with one profile, I'd recommend the KCM, because you could do both verticals under that same one, and you have more reviews starting out. So it'd be better for you, is what I'm trying to say. You know?
Yeah, I definitely agree. We've had that one up and running longer. We still do roofs under that one. We're just more or less, we're monopolizing the market.
Right. You guys are doing great, for sure.
What we're doing.
Yeah, obviously having two profiles, you know, now you're showing up in two of the spots, so it'll be better. But if to be a little more cost effective, it, you know, KCM, that'd be the best one to start out with. unless you're trying to really build the other one up, then getting that one Google Guaranteed Verified is just going to get the name out there more. So it's just something you guys got to discuss and figure out which route you want to go, you know? But.
Yeah, I definitely agree with you, though. The KCM would be the best way. Then we're hitting every avenue that we want with it because we still offer an advertised roofing on that one as well.
Right, right. Even in the general contractor vertical, there's roofing subcategory, but I always recommend to you guys when you do roofing on its own as well to do both verticals, especially it's not like a big difference in the lead fee. Like it's 32 and 36, so it's only going to be a $4 difference, you know? For sure.
Yeah, it's not that big.
Yeah. So you'll see two minimum budgets on there, okay, where I'm about to send you. But remember, if you do it under one, you don't have to add them together. You just go off the higher one. And then what I'll also do is I'm going to copy and paste all the subcategories for each vertical. That way you could, you guys can see them in writing, okay?
Okay, I'm just, I guess I'm a little confused on the... If we do them together, so if we do both of them together, then it would be the minimum of 470.
Correct. And what's going to happen when you have multiple categories under one profile? Like 10 times out of 10, you're going to have a rollover because the lead fees just won't add up to the 470. You know. So, because you have some leads that are 32, some that are 36, right? So, what will happen is you're going to have a rollover at the next month, like 10 out of 10 times, you know?
Okay. And then my other question is that if you combine them both together, does that mean that you get, is it still just 13 leads or does it go up to 26 then?
No, it would be 13, but technically, so let's say you took on, let me do 32 times 13 for the roofing lead. So that's 416, right? And then you would have – you have 470 in there. So you may end up getting more leads because you have the $32 per roofing lead and then you have the $36 per general contractor lead. Does that make sense?
Okay.
So the minimum budget requirement is off the highest lead cost basically is how it works, you know?
Okay, so then pretty much, okay, so then if we said we wanted to do $1,000, like when we were back with Angie's, we were paying them $1,500 a month, and I think it was like, we were supposed to be guaranteed like 50 leads or something like that, some nonsense. So the, like if we were to say, oh, we're going to do it for $1,000 a month, if we wanted to figure out how many leads we would get, we'd just divide that by like the 36.
Yeah, so what we do is we usually go off of, like, the desired amount, so you won't want, like, a specific budget. So, like, for example, on the roofing leads, like, let's say you did, let me plug 35 leads in here. Let's say you wanted 35 leads that month. That's going to be at 1,120, you know. But if you wanted to keep it below 1,000, you know, for example, like, here, let me plug in 32. So like 31 leads would be at 992, right? We would kind of calculate it for like, hey, how many leads do you want and which type of leads? The roofing, the general contractor, or if you're turning them both on, they'll have a recommended budget for you, you know?
Okay.
Yeah. But the cool thing now, compared to Angie's is you can't go over the budget that you set, right? So if you set a $1,000 budget, it's going to cap out at that 1,000. So you won't end up with like a $1,500 bill, you know?
Okay. Now, how do they know, if it's a, how do they decipher between it being like a spam call? Like, okay, if someone calls and they say, I want an estimate for my driveway done. Well, we don't do driveways. So how are they going to know?
Yeah. So the way they do it.
Calls?
They're screened on the calls, yeah. So every company that is Google Guaranteed Verified, it's not their phone number. It's a Google rotating number, which will forward to your phone, and it's recorded by an AI. So like Google Bots, which automatically pick up if it's qualified or unqualified. To safeguard it too, you'll have in your current tracking system with us, we're going to add a section under leads where it'll say paid leads. And it'll show you every Google guaranteed lead that came through, and it says paid or unpaid next to it, which essentially means qualified or unqualified.
Okay, because that was going to be my next thing. Like, are we still being under the guaranteed? Is it still going to show up our organic one as well?
Yeah, your organic one would still show up. Now, that's another reason they do the separate phone number. So if somebody searched up KCM Construction, for example, your Google Guaranteed section won't show. And the reason they do that is they don't want you to pay for leads for people searching your company name. Now, if they type in Room Edition and, you know, whatever town you're targeting, they'll see the Google Guaranteed section. If they click on that Google Guaranteed section and call you, right, then it's screened on the call. So if you schedule an estimate or quote them, then you'll be charged for those leads.
Okay, yeah, because we get a lot of business through, like, Yelp. And what we do on the phone is, because now that our company is so big, we can pretty much pick and choose who we want to work with. And we will tell people, we actually do a lot of our estimates over the phone. We've gotten that good about it.
Really?
And
wow.
If a person, you know, likes it, because we charge estimate fees if they want us to come out, like, done with people wasting people's time and stuff. So we'll tell them, hey, go take a look at our website and look at the reviews. If you like what you see, then, you know, give us a call back and we'll gladly come out. I just wanted to make sure those weren't counting as our leads as well, because we send a lot of people through our website.
Right. Although, so if somebody's going to the website, you're golden. If they Google your company name or Google your website, you're golden, right? It's only going to be like, for example, in the general contractor vertical, one of the subcategories is Home Edition. So if they search Home Edition and they click call in the Google Guaranteed section and they screen that call and determine it's a qualified lead, that's the only time you're charged for the leads. So it wouldn't be a website visit. It wouldn't be from your organic placement or any of that. It'd have to be specifically from the Google Guaranteed section.
Okay. Now, how does this work with TNA? Because TNA, we technically have the same number for both, but what they had to do with TNA is they had to set up a, like you said, one of those phones where they called the number and it, the call tracking. So it still comes to our phone, but it shows up as a completely different number. Is it still going to be like, kind of like how that is?
Kind of, yes. So with Google Guaranteed, it will come through on your phone as LSA lead, which means local service ad. So you're always going to know when it's a Google Guaranteed lead coming through.
Okay. Now, are we allowed to say we get through half of the month and we use up all of our money? Are we allowed to then add money to keep it going for the rest of the month, or we have to wait until the following month?
No, you can add at any point in time. I have a couple clients that call weekly, and they'll say, hey, this week I want 12 leads. This week I want 3 leads. This week, you know. So you can always add to your budget, and you can always pause your leads at any time. So if you guys are, like, overly booked, you're slammed, right, you're like, hey, let's slow down on the leads, you can always pause your leads, too.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. That all sounds good, then.
When you look at the email I sent you, under the general contractor vertical, they added a few new subcategories. Those will be the ones that are in yellow. So you'll see what I'm talking about when you look at it. But just a heads up on the subcategories, if it's not something you do, you're going to want to turn it off. And we'll walk you through how to do all that, too. We do it for you.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right, because I know general contracting comes with a lot of things. Like, we just had a call earlier about skylights. We don't do skylights. Solar panels. We don't do solar panels. So, but I know that that falls under general contracting a lot of the time. So,
solar panel is actually not a Google guaranteed category yet. And they're supposed to launch it soon, because we have some solar companies we work with, and they're like, they're waiting patiently for it to happen, you know. But it's so new that they haven't really opened it for every single category. Like, another really big one is, like, concrete contractors specifically. There's concrete in the general contractor vertical, but the concrete doesn't have its own vertical on its own. You know, so it's not available for every industry, but you'll see all the subcategories in general contractor, and you guys would just basically turn on the type of jobs that you want. It's how it would work. You know?
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, that all sounds good then.
Awesome. All right. So I got all that sent.
And you sent over your information over to my email as well?
Yeah. So I sent it to you via email, and I sent you a text too with my direct line and extension. So you have it.
Which number did you text this number?
207-396-0194. Is that it?
Okay, perfect. Yep, awesome. My number.
Awesome. Okay. And what I wanted to do too, when should I follow up with you? I know you need time to speak to Gage and see which like route you guys want to go, but I just kind of want to get you on the calendar, you know?
If you want to give me a call back like Wednesday afternoon.
Yeah. Let's do it. So Wednesday, what time works best for you?
Right around this time would be good.
Okay, awesome. All right, so let me put you in for like 2:45. Does that work?
Yep.
Okay, awesome. All right, so I got you in 2:45 on Wednesday. And this is just to get you like on the calendar, so if you have any questions before then, feel free to text, email, call, whichever's easier for you. Okay?
Okay. All right, perfect. Well, thank you so much.
All right, Brandy. Great talking to you, okay? Have a great rest of your day.
You as well. You too. Bye-bye.